Justin Fluke with you. It's time to talk Hiawatha basketball. Girls head coach Stacy Jasper joins us. Great start to the season. The Hiawatha girls are 3-0. We talked last week about the win against Donovan West and two more road wins. That's what makes them even more impressive. And we're going to start with the Troy game last Friday night, an exciting night of basketball. And your game was pretty exciting, and the boys game kind of put it to shame, coach. But 40-38, tight win. Talk about kind of the defensive struggle in that game and your overall thoughts on the Troy win.
Yeah, that was a big win for us. We knew going in we'd have a tough assignment with Harper Wettstein being such a great player in this area, and we just kind of put together some junk defense, and I think that was definitely the key for the win for us. We did our best to wear her out a little bit, and then had a big game for Michaela Williams. She ended with 15, I believe, for us, and she really stepped up. But I would say our defense overall was just so key in that win, and Addison Williams really led that charge with us. We played a zone defense, and then it just kind of naturally turned into a box and one for us. And like I said, Addison kind of was the key defender on Harper, and then we just kind of handed her off and tried to wear her out to the best of our abilities that night.
Win that game by two, and then more of an offensive game, I guess, last night. You led Horton most of the evening and never really pulled away, but still fairly comfortable. 58-51, obviously your highest scoring game, and sounds like a big night from Kylie Nelson, but you had to be excited overall just to see some of that offense come to life last night.
Yeah, it was a good game for us. You know, it's always tough to play at Horton. You know, no matter what year it's been for us, it's just kind of a tough arena down there for some reason. And, I think, you know, our fans have traveled well for us this year so far, and we really appreciate that. So once again, we had a good loud gym, and, yeah, Kylie played out of her mind last night, and she comes up with 27 and, knocks down, let's see, three threes, and, just really played, I guess, what we expect her to play in a sense. You know, she's put a ton of time into basketball over the summer and during the off season. And I'm just really proud to see that hard work's paying off for her. And, Michaela Williams came up with another big game. She had 17 for us. And, you know, I want to talk about the stats that not everybody always sees, but right now as a kind of an underdog rebounding team, We've done a really good job of controlling the boards, and Kinsey Nelson comes away with 8 again last night. She had 10 against Troy, so that's instrumental as well in these early wins.
You bet. Sounds like a good team effort, good balance, and everybody kind of doing their part. You have a couple more non-league games against Pleasant Ridge. You finally get a home game this week on Thursday, and then Friday night travel to Barhill Mount Academy. So it's still challenging. I mean, three games here this week and a couple Northeast Kansas League teams. But do you like where the team's at and their ability to push through and back-to-back games now to finish out this week?
Yeah, it's crazy that just adding those extra three games this season has already kind of, you know, we're already seeing that with playing three games already in just our second week. But, our kids love it, you know, less practicing, more games for them. So, so far so good. You know, I'm really proud of what we've put together so far and just our leadership and our abilities and everyone just understanding and embracing their roles. It's been great so far, and we hope to keep up and finish strong through this semester.
You bet. Got one game against Sabetha next week as well before the holiday break. We'll talk more next week, Coach. Congrats on the 3-0 start. Keep it rolling here in the next few games.
Thank you so much.
Stacy Jasper, head coach of the Hiawatha girls. We'll talk Red Hawk boys basketball after this timeout.